Okay, that's Gerry Rafferty and Baker Street. We'll just bring that down a little early because I am joined in the studio by Simeon Smith from Masamba Samba, and he's going to talk to me about the Filled In It pageant. Simeon, you're welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Pat.
Good to see you here. Well, let's talk about Masamba Masamba first. It was founded in 1994, isn't that right?
That's true, yes.
Was it just a samba band to begin with?
Yeah, we initially just started as what they call a bloco, which is just a drumming group. And then bit by bit, I suppose, as we researched Brazilian Carnival more, we became, you know, clear that, you know, dance is an integral part of it, costumes are an integral part of it. And I suppose bit by bit, we added all those elements to our shows.
Okay, I have a slight connection to Masamba because way back years ago, were you involved with it from the outset?
I was indeed, yes.
Okay, then my daughter, Niamh, said to say hello to you. Niamh Meehan.
Yes, yes, I remember Niamh.
You remember her? Okay. Yeah,
there's a blast in the past.
There you go now. She's a mum now with her second child on the way.
We accept mothers too in the band if she wants to come back any time.
I told her she should because it would be good for her posture and that sort of thing after she has baby number two, you know.
True.
Okay, right, members from all over Dublin, and there are different cultures in the backgrounds. Tell us a little bit about that, Simeon.
Well, obviously, being a samba band based in Ireland, we have a lot of links with the Brazilian community in Ireland, and most of our dancers would be Brazilians living here and working here. So I suppose it's a great outlet for them to be able to reconnect with their own culture while they're in a foreign country. But also, I suppose, as an open community band, Masamba's become one of those things that if you're a new arrivee in Dublin from whatever culture, it's a way of getting to know people, to integrate into the local community, to find out what's going on, and through touring around the country to go and visit places that probably you would never do otherwise. So we've had people from possibly 25 to 30 nationalities in the band over the years.
Right, well, I remember sitting in on a couple of the early sessions when Sparky was there.
Oh, yes.
And they were I think all the band members were made up of Northside Dublin kids at the time, maybe a couple of adults.
We've always been multicultural in that we've accepted both Northsiders and, in fact, Southsiders into the band, and then people from further afield. But yes, Sparky was there in the very early days as well, and as you probably know, he was involved in setting up a lot of youth drumming in and around the kind of Coolock, Darndale, Bellcamp area. And in fact, this afternoon, we're returning to Darndale to do a workshop with some kids in the Sphere 17 Youth Centre. So we've always kept that community ethos.
Yeah, okay. Okay, can we move on and we'll talk about the Boys Are Back in Town pageant?
Sure. Well, this was an idea we came up with a couple of years ago. I'm a big Thin Lizzy and Phil Lynott fan myself, and it struck me that this would be a great idea to pitch for a pageant for Dublin, that Dubliners would immediately associate themselves with it. And I have to say, I've been proven right. Everybody I'm talking to is massively supportive of the project. I've yet to come across anybody who's a bad word to say about Phil Lynott or Thin Lizzy. So we started, I suppose, hawking it around to various different people to see could we get funding. These things do cost a lot of money. And this year, been a very special year, is the 25th anniversary of Phil Lynott's death. Dublin City Council came to us and offered us some of the funding to make the pageant happen. And also, importantly for us, gave us the location of the sort of Gaiety Theatre, Grafton Street, Harry Street area, which would be synonymous with Phil Lynott when he was still alive and living in Dublin. He was always spotted in and around those areas, and a lot of his haunts would have been within a stone's throw of where we're going to do the parade. And in fact, Phil himself busked on Grafton Street as a youngster. So it's kind of bringing it all home to a certain extent.
Yeah. Okay, listen, will we take a break, Simeon, and play a piece of music? What do you reckon? We'll go for The Boys Are Back in Town.
Fantastic.
Okay. Okay, that was Thin Lizzy and The Boys Are Back in Town. You're listening to Northside Today with me, Pat Meehan, sitting in for Ronnie O'Brien. We're coming to you live from the Community Media Shopfront Studios in Temple Bar in Dublin. And I'm talking with Simeon Smith from Masamba Samba. and they are Simeon is involved in the Filled In It pageant to celebrate the life and work of Filled In It. It's the 40th anniversary of Thin Lizzy's first album. Is that right, Simon?
That's correct, yeah, this year.
And it's the 25th anniversary of his death this year.
Yes.
Okay, and the pageant is taking place on August the 20th on Phil's birthday.
That's correct,
so it all ties in, really.
It's a very symbolic day, and we know that, as well as Thin Lizzy fans in Ireland, we always get a lot of visitors from foreign countries that will come to visit the graveside and you know, to sort of, I suppose, make a memorial of Phil's life. So this year they'll just have something extra special.
Mm-hmm. Where was he buried, Simon?
He's buried up in Howth.
Is he? Yeah. Up on the hill there. Yeah.
And the grave is very well tended. It gets a lot of visitors. It's almost a shrine. yeah. still to this day, 25 mm-hmm. years later.
I'd say his mum takes care of that quite a lot.
Yes, yeah, well, she lives up in that area. But yeah. it's not just her. They do get a lot of fans up there. As I say, you know, Phil's music, there's a whole new generation of people listening to Phil Lynott now, people mm-hmm. that weren't probably even alive when Phil Lynott was alive and the band was touring originally. And yet, you know, it's transcended generations.
Yeah, it has, yeah, okay. Okay, listen, Simeon, tell me something about the costumes that are going to be used in the pageant. I believe some of them are being made in Brazil.
All of them are being made in Brazil, in fact. We took a delivery 2 weeks ago of about 35 high-end costumes, amazing colours, feathers, backpacks, sequins, you know, very, very stylish stuff that'll represent different Thin Lizzy songs on the street. In fact, I just emailed our costume maker in Sao Paulo this morning. We still have more than half the costumes to come. He's working away on them even as we speak. But the things we've seen already are fantastic. Everyone's very excited by them. And now it's just basically making sure that everything is in place for the 20th of August.
Is there a lot of cost involved in the costumes?
Costumes are going to cost us in the region of €20,000, including shipping and postage. It's a lot of money, but if you want quality, you have to pay for it. It's the way it is. We made a very conscious decision that we would rather than get into the numbers game of just having lots and lots of people involved, we'd rather have a slightly smaller pageant, but that is high quality throughout. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at about 90 performers on the day and then about 15 to 20 technical staff. It's still a sizable pageant,
it is, yeah.
But every costume in it will be handmade in Brazil, and it should look absolutely fabulous on the day.
Yeah, well, you mentioned the Dublin City Council gave you 15,000
yes.
towards the cost, but more funding is needed.
As always, I mean, our current budget is in and around €40,000. As you say, Dublin City Council came in early on and gave us 15,000, which made it possible to go and start work on the project and to fundraise for it. Since then, we've raised about another €6,000 or €7,000, and we also have the project up on the Fundit website, which is a crowdfunding site where people can log on and make small donations or big donations if they want to in return for rewards. So it's not really looking for charity. It's asking people to back the show, but that, you know, in return, people will get invitations to the afters party, CDs, limited edition T-shirts, right up to, if they want to, being included in the pageant on the day.
Right. Well, given that it's barely a month away now, is there an urgency to try and get the rest of the money in place?
Of course. You know, we paid out already €10,000 for costumes. The balance will need to be paid pretty soon. And then we've a lot of technical costs on the day, like PA equipment, stewarding, barriers, things like that, which are health and safety issues. We can't do the pageant without them. There are certain things that you just can't scrimp on.
Yeah.
All of the performers are performing free of charge. And with that said, some of them are very, very highly thought of and technically skilled. But at the same time, there are real costs to putting on the pageant and doing it safely and doing it in a way that as many people as possible can see it.
Yeah. Well, is this just a one-off, Simeon, or can you envisage the same thing again next year?
To be honest, I mean, obviously it's Phil Lynott's birthday. We're angling to try and have the day made, you know, officially Phil Lynott Day for Dublin City. Mm-hmm. I think it's something that Dubs will be delighted to have as a feast day or a holiday. It might also bring tourists in, and at the moment we all know that the economy needs every boost it can get. And then also at the very beginning of the year, every year, there's a show called The Vibe for Philo, which is on the anniversary of Phil's death. So the costumes, I would see, will be used again and again, at various Phil Lynott-themed events and Thin Lizzy-themed events. Also, we are looking at the possibility of approaching the St. Patrick's Day Parade here in Dublin to make the pageant even bigger again and have it as an official entry for St. Patrick's Day. I think an image of Phil and Thin Lizzy going around the world on television on St. Patrick's Day would be really powerful. I think people would get it straight away, and I think it would give Dubs a bit of pride in their city and the kind of people that come from Dublin.
Yeah, and as you said, we need as many innovative ways we can to attract tourists into
Absolutely.
The country. But, I mean, Dublin needs its share of the tourists as well. And
Absolutely.
I can't think of any other better way to help along the road.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with Dubs celebrating their own city and their own sons, you know. And I think in tough times, these are the kind of things that give us a bit of spirit and a bit of get up and go and help people to get up in the morning and get out and go to work or look for work if that's what they need to do. So, yes, we can't underestimate the the internal impacts of something like this. Yeah. It's not just about tourists or people from other places. It is also about Dubliners having pride in their city.
Mm-hmm. OK, Simeon, I think we'll have to leave it there because time is moving on.
But can I make one more mention?
You certainly can, yeah.
If people do want to donate to the project through the funded site, they can find all the details on our own website, which is www.massamba.com.
OK, do you want to give phone numbers or anything like that to help?
Yes, the telephone number is 01-416-3901.
OK, thanks a lot, Simeon.
Thanks
for coming
very much,
in.
Pat.
Thank you. You're very welcome. OK, that was Simeon Smith from Massamba Samba talking to me about the Boys Are Back in Town pageant, which is the to celebrate the life and work of Phil Lynott. And it's on the 20th of August on Phil's birthday. And he gave the website address and the phone numbers there. We're going to go out on that.